How to run down a horse and don't shave your dog. What's the connection between these two clauses? Sweat. Our nearly unique ability as humans to sweat copiously and cool ourselves while other large animals have to make do with lathering and panting. Back to the horse. It certainly is a magnificent runner with a top speed about 50% higher than our fastest human sprinters. A fit horse can outrun any human for the first, maybe even 20 miles. However, humans can run longer. There are numerous 100-mile races, and the Tarahumara people run that far carrying logs. Dogs are the other magnificent runners. Like us, they even get hot standing around. They pant, but must move relatively little air for net gas exchange, or they exhale too much CO2 and imbalance their blood chemistry. From their whole body surface, dogs can't sweat significantly. Shaving them in summer achieves nothing for losing heat by evaporation. It only makes things worse by letting them absorb even more solar energy. Now, we humans do tend to dress lightly, exposing more skin on hot, sunny days. Unless we spend more of our time in the shade, that's a loser. It's better to dress with long sleeves and long pants up until the effective temperature is 50 Celsius, 122 Fahrenheit. Give up much cooling by sweat, but avoid even worse heat gain on our skin. Llewellyn and I did this in Kenya. It really works. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.